It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Happy Wednesday to you. We have a jam-packed show happening this morning. It's hump day. We're all excited. We're moving through our week. We have some beautiful weather happening. Looks like some rain's coming our way, but that's okay. We've got sunshine here in the studio every day on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We're supposed to get an update about 9:35, see what's happening in Santa Rosa County, especially as we enter into the holiday season. So you want to stick around for that. As we kick off the show, I want to just welcome you in. You can text or call with any comments, pictures. Yes, all the dog pictures yesterday. I was loving it all morning. 850-437-1620. So last week, we made a friend here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, my new friend, Carl Schwelm. I want to welcome you back. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jenna. Thank you so much. And that's Carl with a K.
Carl with a K. I loved it. You just introduced yourself to Andrew McKay, and you said Carl with a K, and I was very tickled. But I'm super excited. I kind of want to, before we hop into Wreaths Across America, and if you have been a part of this, please text in. If you have a loved one who has passed away, whether they are buried here at NAS Pensacola in Barrancas, or anywhere. I would love to see those pictures, love to see those family members who we honor. Veterans Day was last Thursday, which means last Saturday, Carl, you had your 5K.
We had the Semper Fi 5K, originally started by Caveman Holdsworth, still with us, wonderful leader. And the results, due to the lift here we got from you folks at Cat Country, I appreciate so much getting to talk. We went over 51,000 net dollars out to six of the local charities, the children's charities here in Pensacola area. And now we're shifting our focus over to Wreaths Across America.
That's incredible. And so I want to, of course, just reiterate that the Semper Fi 5K run, which happened last Saturday, it was the 37th year, right?
That's correct.
And so it didn't go back into anything other than being filtered into the futures of these children. And so it was six nonprofits. And I would like to go ahead and honor those nonprofits right now, if that's okay.
Read them out. The Boys and Girls Club of Pensacola, New Horizons of Northwest Florida, Escambia Westgate, Miracle League of Pensacola, Gulf Coast Kids House on 12th, and Lead Academy of Santa Rosa. And we were so blessed to have such an amazing weather, an amazing day, and the active duty Marines, a shout out to them. They came out and supported us, and Caveman actually ran it. He ran it when he started it 37 years ago.
What? That is so cool. I mean, I don't know if you're allowed to tell us his age, but that's pretty incredible. 37 years of still running, that shows the commitment.
He's younger than me.
Well, so then he's super young. All right. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Carl Schwelm has joined us. He is the commandant for the Marine Corps League Pensacola. And y'all have just such a great heart and mission. Before we move forward into talking about Wreaths Across America, I want to know just like what really drew you to continuing on in your service with the Marine Corps League?
Well, I believe if you have a Marine in your neighborhood that you take the time and get to understand him, that you'll make your best friend. It's your choice. We can be your enemy perhaps, but always the best friend. We have servant hearts. That started when we became Marines. We earned that Eagle, Globe, and Anchor, which is just amazing, that singular bond that Marines have above all services. So I'm a servant leader. I was trained by my mom and my dad, My dad was military as well, so.
Wow, I love that. It continued on in your family.
Yes.
Very, very cool. So continuing on, we are moving into the holiday season, but what we are about to talk about is actually not completely holiday related, although it can be. People can kind of look at it as a way to step into the holiday season and celebrate those that we have lost. But we're talking about Reads Across America. If you go online, you can look at readsacrossamerica.org, and you can even search for the one right here at Barrancas National Cemetery. But I love this. So we were talking about the history of Reads before we came on air, and it's pretty cool because what I remembered before I jogged my brain even more was that wreaths were used during funerals originally, and that was how they honored the person who had passed away. But it actually dates back to ancient Greece and Rome, where the Roman Olympic Games would happen. The victor would receive their crown, and it looked like a wreath. So at the end of their life, when they celebrated their life, they would have a wreath laid on their resting spot or wherever they were embalmed. And so I thought this was really cool because it actually represents the victory of eternal spirit over death. And as a Christian, I love that. Just seeing, we talked about kind of the circle of life, but I also love how the circle is completion. And although it is completion, you know, when you go to heaven, there's even more eternity yes. there for you. And so I just absolutely love that. And I love that Reads Across America is there to also not just honor those who have fallen or teach people and especially children about what freedom means, but it's also a way to honor families, if I'm correct.
That's correct. Yeah, Jenna, let me... These are memorial wreaths. These are not Christmas wreaths, mm-hmm. Even though, obviously, you're playing Christmas music on the radio already. I came in rocking to Christmas music this morning. But we owe them all. We did not know them all that are buried in Barrancas, and they're disappearing so quickly. World War II just about gone, Korean War veterans, and then we're shifting to the Vietnam veterans, and then, of course, us younger guys, Gulf War, and on and on. So this is a memorial wreath.
I love that. A memorial wreath to honor the fallen and to pay tribute to their families that get to go. We have Tina, who you met when you came in, who works right. here. Her mom and dad are buried right. in Barrancas National right. Cemetery. And I think that's so beautiful to for somebody to be able to go and honor their mom, their dad, their loved one, and also know that there's so much. It shows the support behind it. Those wreaths represent the support from those who are still here.
Right. And the Marine Corps League here at Pensacola, I just have to brag, they're an amazing group of men and women. And we are absolutely honoring every military service, us, not the Marine Corps. We do that with the monies that we take in. We honor the children. We honor the people that are in trouble with our Veterans in Distress Fund. We have a Heroes Among Us series. Do we honor the local, a guy living next door to you is probably a Marine and you didn't know it. He's a hero. And why they're heroes is because they signed up, they gave an open blank check to the U.S. government that up to the point of death that they would serve this country mm-hmm. and serve the Constitution.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you honor them and you're so proud. Mm-hmm. It makes me proud. But let's talk, okay, let's hop into Reads Across America and how people get involved. Because I know somebody who's driving to work right now and has just a minute with us kind of wants to hear maybe a little bit more of the history of Reads Across America and how they can hop on in and sponsor one.
Okay. Well, way up in Maine, a beautiful place, the family up there decided that they had some extra wreaths, and we have a wonderful place in Washington, D.C., where we all know about and we honor the military there, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers located in Washington. So it became a project to get wreaths down there, and then it's caught on all across America that these memorial wreaths, and in Pensacola, it'll be the 18th of December that we'll be putting them out. So, yes, you can go to Reads Across America. However, I'd ask that you, whether you get them online or you write your check out and send it, that you readsacrossamerica.org/FL for Florida, 0915, P as in Papa, in the end. And that will ensure that the Marine Corps League of Pensacola distributes those wreaths out. So When I met Tina this morning, I learned about Mom and Dad, both in Barrancas. I have promised her that we will ensure that there is a wreath on their grave. So that's what we do. That's what we're planning to do. It's exciting. There's so many people. We took on an entire section of the Barrancas National Cemetery, and we'll talk about that, I guess, a little later.
Yeah.
Who all's buried there, because it's a fascinating story.
I'm reading back here the names. We've got Medal of Honor. We've got Geronimo's wife. Okay, but we have to take a quick break. Carl Schwelm is here with Marine Corps League of Pensacola. We're talking wreaths across America. You can be involved if you are getting out of your car this morning. Make sure you check back at newsradio923.com. Look for our podcast, because we'll have the link there later on this morning, so you go ahead and sponsor. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Text on into the conversation this morning, 850-437-1620.
Hi, I'm Gerald Gillis. I own All Pro Tune-Up in Milton on Highway 90 across from Big Lots. Let me first thank those of you who have allowed me to service and repair your cars, trucks, and RVs. Without you, All Pro Tune-Up would not exist. I am well aware that my customers are my most important asset, and I hope I've met your expectations. For those of you whom I haven't met yet, please accept my invitation to visit my staff and me at All Pro Tune-Up. The firm you choose for your vehicle's care is critical. It impacts every part of your life, not the least of which is your wallet. My number one goal is to service and repair your vehicle correctly without breaking your bank. As I've said before, if you need a radiator hose, I am not going to replace your radiator. In a small town like ours, a business is only as good as its reputation, and I want to be known as an honest technician. Maybe you have a question that needs an answer. Maybe price is an issue. Let's talk about it. I answer many questions daily free of charge, and I'm glad to do so. Whatever you need, I'm sure we can work it out. But I can't help you if you don't come see me at All Pro Tune-Up on Highway 90 in Milton across from Big Lots. I'm Gerald Gillis, and I'm looking forward to meeting you, if I haven't already.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They are the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town.
Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road across from Tom Thumb and at emeraldcoastcoins.com.
Visit Pensacola salutes the power of travel. Mark Twain once said, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness." What he meant was that travel provides a way to see beyond your surroundings and expand your appreciation of the world. The power of travel can make lifelong friends, unforgettable stories, and that special picture in your mind's eye. Celebrate the power of travel with the oldest settlement in America. Download the Visit Pensacola app and experience the power of travel with Visit Pensacola.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical-grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and I want you to come meet Bobby Rossi and me when we host Brian Kilmeade this coming Friday afternoon. He'll be at Books-A-Million on North Davis Highway. Brian will be signing copies of his new book, The President and the Freedom Fighter, from 2:30 till 4. You see him on Fox and Friends, and you hear him every day on News Radio 92.3. Now come meet him in person, 2:30 to 4 this coming Friday at Books-A-Million on North Davis Highway.
To the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, 850-437-1620. Carl Schwelm has joined me with the Marine Corps League of Pensacola. We're talking wreaths across America. And you know what I just realized that I really feel like we need to emphasize right now is that these wreaths represent stories of bravery and loss and heartache and overcoming. And there's a few that really hit home. But speaking of home, especially when we're talking Barrancas National Cemetery, which is where we are focusing right here with the Marine Corps League of Pensacola. So there are different sections. I have a really cool map back here. And there's different sections, and you're focusing on a specific area. And it's kind of cool because once you broke it down for me, Carl, I got to see that there's stories within those sections.
That is correct.
There's people, and especially one that I want to honor right here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, which would be, of course, here's his name, Corporal Jonathan J.R. Spears, which is what you're named after. And yes. I want you to share his story.
Well, it's an amazing story. The young men and women who step up to be Marines and earn that Eagle, Globe, and Anchor, where do they come from? And they mostly come from wonderful families. Wonderful moms make them so strong and send them to us. We use them, we burn them up in 4 years and send them back to society. In Jonathan's case, he was a Tate High School football player, just an awesome guy, loved by everyone, but he was really big because he played football. And the Marine Corps said, well, Jonathan, or JR, we'll take you, but you got to lose 100 pounds. I mean, there's a story right there. So the kid loses 100 pounds and he becomes a Marine, and he's so proud, and his mom and dad are so proud of him, and his two sisters are so proud of him. And then he goes off to war. And he goes to Iraq, and he was killed in Iraq. So Corporal Jonathan Spears was the first Pensacola Marine killed in action in Iraq in 2005.
Wow.
Yes.
And so he will have a wreath on his gravesite to honor him and his life and his mother, who was lost shortly after, and, of course, a place where his dad can go and visit.
Correct.
And I love that. And there's so much emotion behind it. But, man, the sense of pride that I feel right now for all the brave men and women who serve as Marine and serve in our military is just – it's incredible.
Right. Well, one of the other stories would be Major Stephen Pless, the most decorated air crew in the Vietnam War, Huey Driver gunship, and he went into a super hot zone to save Army guys. So the brotherhood, no one left behind, same as we do in this chapter. No servicemen, whether you're Air Force, Coast Guard, Army, whatever, we will help you. So Major Pless went into the zone. He rescued those people. He and his crew, most highly decorated ever, Medal of Honor, Silver Star, and on, just great, heroic folks, and a Pensacolan when he finally passed away. So.
Yeah, so incredible. And I see right here it says the first known burial would be Sam Clarkson, and it looks like May 15th, 1829.
Right, and that's part of the theme of my thought process here. We took on the older section. There aren't very many people from 1829 to honor that gentleman. So we want to make sure that there is a memorial wreath everywhere in Barrancas. The theme is Blanket Barrancas. My dear friends, and I'm also a Kwanian of Big Lagoon here in Pensacola, they do most of the heavy lifting of the wreath. So we're just trying to get every person, whether we knew them or not, we owe them so much.
Oh, absolutely. And then here's one more story before we give you the website to go online and be able to sponsor a wreath or two or 10. This one is...
Or 100.
Or 100. Lieutenant's teenage widow. It's a Romeo and Juliet story, you said. So it kind of talks about the never-ending love and devotion that this one woman had for her husband. And that is a site, again, in the section that you are focusing
right.
on with
and
decorating with wreaths.
And real quickly, everyone enjoys Johnson's Beach, but how many people know that Private Johnson, who gave his life selflessly, Johnson's Beach is named after him.
That's
he gave
right.
his life selflessly in the Korean War.
That's
and,
right.
He's there, and 10 British aviators that came over World War II that could not survive the training here, they are buried in our section. So it's exciting. I'm really excited, and hopefully we can tell folks how to go ahead and support this.
Yes, and we want you to be a part of this. Go online, wreathsacrossamerica.org/FLO.
No, it's a zero.
I'm sorry. FL0915P. And we're going to have this website up later on our website. Again, readsacrossamerica.org/FL0915P. We're going to take a quick break as we wrap up here talking Reads Across America.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you? Meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital advertising. Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? You can do it, but doesn't necessarily mean you should. The reality is, digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies? Are you familiar with the platforms? Do you really have time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, sit through the webinars, plan the campaign, and try to learn all the stuff yourself? Aren't you responsible for holding down the workload of 2 to 3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contacted our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital to handle all things digital marketing for you. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and now we have a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. Think of us as your in-house digital marketing ad agency. Hey, it's Callie Scully, Digital Campaign Success Manager, and I invite you to email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. Get your path to a digital marketing partnership started.
On a daily basis, the professionals at Mainstay Financial Services hear, I don't have a plan for my money. You might have done a great job accumulating wealth, but preserving it, using it, and passing it on in a tax-efficient manner doesn't happen by accident. Mainstay Financial is your GPS on the road to financial security so that your money will be around for you and your children and their children. Visit them today at MainstayPensacola.com or call 850-437-3127.
At Beret Jewelers, we didn't just build a new jewelry store. We created a second home. A place to celebrate life, love, and happiness. A place to invite friends. To talk. To play. To learn. A place to bring the kids. Relax. Catch the game. And toast life's greatest moments. Welcome to Beret Jewelers, Pensacola's home for fine jewelry.
The holidays will soon be here, and Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli is now taking pre-orders for turkeys. They'll offer Thanksgiving Day meal packages, dessert trays, holiday meat, and cheese trays. All case orders of wine will get 10% off. Costello's even has gift baskets and gift cards available for purchase. Hams, turkeys, prime rib, you'll find a great selection of specialty and exotic meats, wagyu, briskets, pork, all cut to order. Stop in at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up on the west side of Pensacola.
Here at ADS Communications Pensacola, we have a job opening. We're looking for part-time help from a handyman. Can you fix just about anything that needs fixing? We need help with building maintenance, electrical and engineering work, some vehicle maintenance. You get the idea. It's hard to nail down exactly what's needed, a little bit of everything, including maybe nailing down something. Apply today at hr@catcountry987.com and come fix our stuff.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful.
We're wrapping things up this morning with my friend Carl Schwelm here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We're talking Reads Across America. Carl, I absolutely love this, and thank you for coming and sharing the story behind Reads Across America and sharing the stories that it represents, the graves that are represented, the families, the honor, and the freedom behind it. And before we give that website one more time, I just want to give you one last opportunity to explain and share your heart with others about Reads Across America.
Well, Marines are passionate, if you know one. So we did not know all these people, but we owe all these people. Again, they signed that blank check to the government, and now they're buried in Barrancas National Cemetery. And it's our goal to cover every... We probably won't get it done this year, but we're going to keep on working to we finally blanket Barrancas. So thank you if you've done this in the past. Thank you today if you're going to do this now. Thank you if it's planted in your heart to do this next year. We have about 2 weeks left before they can manufacture and ensure that we'll have them on December 18th. So
yes.
Please, you have a little bit of a motivation time-wise in the next 2 weeks. And I'm gonna read out. It's Wreaths, W-R-E-A-T-H-S, Across, A-C-R-O-S-S, America, A-M-E-R-I-C-A, .org. And then you put a / FL for Florida, just put FL, 0915, P is in Papa. So remember us Papas out there.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. Tensions between the U.S. and China are easing somewhat.